Blog Talk Radio.
Now let the spirit in me be in you. Yes, on last night the spirit told me to tell you. The spirit told me to tell you to say these words. I am what I am. Now repeat this behind me. I am what I am.
Thank you.
going down, what's going down, what's going down.
Okay. I don't know if I'm logged in or not, but nevertheless, something happened, and we had a little echo going in, but I'm on in on another line here. Let me see what's going down first, because something don't seem right. Got a logger in here. Having a little bit of a problem with the website today. Some reason it's acting a little haywire. Indeed it is. Some reason this thing don't want to go through. Alright, fuck it. I'm going to have to log up two lines here. But nonetheless, let me see what happened when I come back in on the heads. Main head here. Hey. Some odd reason is giving me bad feedback here, but let me see if I could come in the back way here. The Matrix is always trying to fuck with you in some kind of way. I'm doing it on one end and on another end, but hey. See what happens. I got nothing yet so far. Yeah, it bumped me off the airwaves. You bumped me off the airwaves, baby. You may have me in a small time spot, but it won't be hot when I get back on this scene. Let's see what happens here. Okay, we got an echo. Yep. So let me see if I can mute one and talk on the other. And I think that comes out a whole lot better. It's better this way. That way I can hear what the hell I'm doing. All right. Let me go ahead and get the speaker off. That way I got an echo going. That's better. Yep. Okay. Now, let's get the music going and we're good to go. All right, we grooving. Had to flip it a different way, but we grooving. Today's topic, we are dealing with something that is right down the avenue of where we all at, as far as trying to figure out why we ain't linking up. I ran across some shit today. Let me cut the volume down just a little bit. Kind of ran across some shit today. And basically, I put it out there on Facebook. But the main thing is that we're dealing with something out there called reverse engineering. Reverse engineering. Check this shit out here. That thing ain't no joke when it comes to breaking down a system, breaking down a culture, breaking down anything. It has to involve reverse engineering.
same way you try to take apart a bad engine to put in a good engine, or any bad component to put in a good component, that's what's up. But that's what you're dealing with. People want to start some shit, then they don't start, then they quit. Retrograde and reverse engineer. That shit is big. Nonetheless, that's the topic for today. And you wonder why your progress ain't happening where it's supposed to. Because you ain't got no team. That's how it is, man. Approaching 1 o'clock a.m. on the Eastern Time, but we ain't set on the Eastern Time. We over here on the Pacific side. Shout out West Side. Callers calling in 516-595-8279. Always reaching out to the fam. Always. Keep pushing. We don't stop. Keep pushing. But like I said, that religion is linked to reverse engineering. Once we come from the commercial break, we're going to tap into it. Dig into it. Get in when we fit in with it. Shouts out to anyone out there who producing life in this world. Good things like that. But without no further ado, we're going to go ahead and go into the commercial breaks. And after that, power drive right into this idiocy thing called war and peace.
Swing low. Time to move on. Light years in time. Ahead of our time. Free your mind and come fly with me. It's hip on the mothership.
In the mood for some seafood in Pompano Beach area? Stop by Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK Boulevard in Pompano Beach, Florida. They have a $5 lunch special, and also make sure you stop in every Friday to check out the fish fry they have going on every Friday. Again, Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK. Support the Black Nation. Advertising too much for your budget in this fast-paced economy? Give Shadow Productions a call. 404-512-3355. They specialize with brochures, flyers, and other advertising materials to help you flood your social media. That's Shadow Productions. 404-512-3355. Give them a call. Support the Black Nation, people.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. Boy, y'all got the volume pumped up on this thing tonight. It is what the hell it is. Another thing, too, that I want to get into with the current event. They still having the situation being passed out over there in Deerfield, dealing with FEMA passing out, organizations out there, different ones passing out food stamps for anyone who's inquired about any. That's over there in Quietwater, Deerfield. They were pretty packed for the past few days. Thousands were out there. Black Sheep, he was out there issuing out a report to the people. Things of that nature. Shot goes out to Black Sheep. King, we're going to link up. Got some work to do over there at the library. Hey, it's time to get on it. Addition to that, Big Mike, got to link up with him on some other shit. So we're going to tap in with some of the youth out there with the island thing, because we're going to sit here and try to spread this thing across the board like how we need to show that black love, that island love, that pan-Africa love. It all has to fall into a straight order for us to understand how this shit needs to be turned in a way that where there's no selfish person on top. We all one goddamn family sharing from the damn same dinner table plate. It is what the fuck it is. How you gonna sit here and wanna act holy on one end for some of you Bible people, but when it comes to your family, you know, like, fuck us up. It take the Bible for your ass to be a family member? Okay. But, like I said, we rolling this shit different. We're trying to roll it, mold it, fold it, all kind of ways how we need to. But again, with that particular chaos that's going on where you got that kind of people of that magnitude trying to sign up for food stamps and shit, I got a trick for this shit. Rest assured. Rest assured. I'm going to put in the paperwork and get busy. I don't want to hear nobody's mouth. You come looking for my ass, nigga, I'm booked. I'm booked. Only certain people out there gonna get a fucking red carpet invitation. Keep thinking that this shit, what the fuck I do is talk. I love it. And then when a motherfucker sit here and do what the fuck he do, here go the motherfucking mouth, drop open and the eyeballs wide open. It never fails. It happens every time. I'm full of greatness, goddammit. Don't you motherfuckers out there ever forget it. Don't you ever forget it. I'm full of greatness. But again, I took a couple trips around certain parts of the city. I actually took the bus a few times during that situation. And based off what I got from the information from different bus drivers and shit, for y'all out there who deal with the city transit and why certain transit was off schedule and shit for the past few days, is because of that. Because so many people are packed over there at Quiet Waters trying to sign up for that cookie. Get that money, goddammit. Y'all know about that slogan. For y'all out there who new to it, go and listen to the previous show while I say that quote. Get that money. You're going to be the puppet. So go get that money, goddammit. Go get that shit. Go get it like they tell your ass, go get that shit. Spend that shit, too, while you at it. But again, nation building ain't for bringing our brothers and sisters down. A lot of people out there who we put through these, and we have to put them through regulations, tightening up their goddamn screws and shit in their head. They can sit here and do what they have to do, but, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes you got to put some common sense in a person's head, because a lot of y'all out there who into that belief shit, put that shit in any slavery history. Y'all ain't going to do that shit. So I'm questioning on, as your number one ammo, you believe what you believe, I believe what I believe. That's your number one fucking ammo. Put that shit in slavery. You'll look fucking silly with that shit. Matter of fact, when your ass die and you got to go see your relatives at that time and the shit they went through and they explain that shit to your dumb ass, they going to look at your ass real stupid and slap the shit out your goofy ass when you utter them fucking words out. You believe what you believe. I believe what I believe. Great, 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 great grandpappy. Bah! Right across the goddamn head. Just slap the shit out their stupid ass. Nigga, you don't want to fight? Are you fucking serious? Man, take your green ass the fuck off. And all motherfuckers do is give an excuse for their ass not to create progress. Want to come stand and complain goddamn mode all the damn time and crying about shit. Man, nobody want that bullshit. We talking about greatness, not fucking mediocre and your bullshit. So that means the only thing you get to do what? Is act like the goddamn peckerwood by what? Crack, you know, laughing at a motherfucker 24/7. Like some damn clown or gesture in the fucking king's court. No progress being done. But you got time to fucking pick at somebody all goddamn day. That's so fucking boring and beat. For real, nigga? Okay. That's why I don't hold hands. Y'all looking for somebody to hold hands and guide your ass straight to the answer for you. No, we need thinkers, nigga. That's why I'm sitting here approaching your ass like this. The fuck, you scared to think? The school is the only time your ass want to think? Somebody draw it up that way to your ass. Now you who are. I got to see. Hell yeah, I'm going to stretch your goddamn brain cells, nigga. What the fuck you think I'm here for? To sit here and run my mouth 24/7 with some bullshit? Keep thinking it. Keep thinking this shit. But once in your life, you're going to deal with something for the first time, on the first time, that's meant to help your ass for the first time. How about that? You non-selfish motherfucker. Hate when I spill it that way. I know. Throw it right in your goddamn face. Because you shouldn't be the fucked up in the head person motherfucker to begin with. And you know it's true. You know that shit is true. Again, religion is linked to that reverse engineering shit, man. I understand why Jesse the Body Ventura put it, you know, out there on the record. I can see why he stated that shit. I mean, what can one do when they don't see the traps? You gonna sit here and smoke all the goddamn day and laugh at people and shit? That's so played out, dog. Nonetheless. That's why when we go and check the records of the information that we brought up within the past week dealing with the Black Plague, and, boy, we brought up some information. Went into some of these logs. Like I said, if you want to dig up the information around the 1500s, I suggest you go look at them slave logs. Go look at how the Dutch and the Native Indians were collusion to bumping off the black slaves over there. And certain areas of Central America, the island, in this situation with the Moors coming over there after they got kicked out of Spain and out of Japan, expelled. And yeah, they did have black warlords over there. Not black warlords, but ninjas and shoguns. So ask yourself a hot topic question. How the fuck is y'all Moors out there saying Moors means black or Moor meant black, but shit. In the Asia, they ain't look at that shit that way. They was beheading y'all ass. They was beheading you motherfuckers. And it's out there for the public to see that shit. If they want to. If they want to do a book report on it, the Mongolia Empire or the Pagan Empire in Asia, beheading them goddamn Moors coming over there starting that bullshit. Spain and Portugal, well, mainly Spain had to get the fuck out first. Then Portugal. That's why Japan cut itself off from the world. They got tired of that shit. We're dealing with a whole necessary information that's being brought about because if someone were to look at this shit and see how this whole thing evolved, one would question why they didn't come get anybody out of any area from the south or anything like that. It is any other place other than what they would call Morocco. See? And we all know, based on our history, Morocco is not part of the African Union. Well, now you know why. Now you know why. The Asian, I can say Asian, I'm sorry, Arabians and Persians did a work on these people. And, you know, Asia had their hands in it too. But mainly I just wanted to focus on one particular group. Now, it's funny how after the Hyksos attacked us, the remnants of these particular cultures are linked to the Hyksos. Go and look at the outfits. Attila the Hun, Genghis Khan. Go and look at them sea people. That's on the walls of Ramses III. Go and look at them. It'll bust you right in the head. But that's the reason why we had to go into the information we went into, had to bring up what we had to bring up. And now we start to see what's going on. And understandably so that we have to see it this way. Understandably so that we have to have debate. Understandably so we have to have disagreement. Because that's the only way we're going to find out who's lying, who's telling the truth, what order goes what way, what order is, you know, valid, what other order is false. Or have similar information to it, or one is plagiarized. It's how you can figure out what is what if you pay attention to that shit. If you're looking for some easy ass multiple choice answer, you ain't gonna get it with this stuff. You have to accurately know. I mean, get your ass in a fucking goddamn school book, calculate some of them goddamn maps, find out what fucking mineral resources are on them goddamn lands. Then you'll find out why there was war and fucking peace. Religion and war. I love it. Fuckers can't explain why they were recruited. They just accept the shit anyway. Don't do that to yourself because you cheat yourself out of knowledge. And we're sitting telling about what God said in the book. Goddamn, what's happening in the book ain't happening in this dress code in this era. And everybody over here don't speak Hebrew, so I'm lost with that shit. Why you want me to change a language? It's bad enough that I ain't one of this. Wanted to apologize for the early situation on the show. Had a little audio incline, but we fixed it up with the backup, and now we're going to be rolling real, real, real good. I know you can hear everything much clearer. It's tight. It's right. Yeah. But again, we're dealing with this improvement movement. And the only reason why we want to bump the religion out the way, because the only thing that we trying to do is move forward and unite people. But we don't get an opportunity to do that. We get cheated out of that opportunity. We always get cheated out of an opportunity where we can, you know, be on top. We always get that. And that's fucked up. So, you know, it's time that we not only come up with some nice creative ways of making money, but we also have to find creative ways of protecting each other. Straight up, man. I'm going to go ahead and bring to the commercial break. And after this, I wanted to go to some examples on why shit is what it is. You know what I'm saying? There's always a fugazi somewhere. But nonetheless, just trying to make it, you know, to where it's all a progression.
Swing low. Time to move on. Light years in time. Ahead of our time. Free your mind and come fly.
In the mood for some seafood in Pompano Beach area? Stop by Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK Boulevard in Pompano Beach, Florida. They have a $5 lunch special, and also make sure you stop in every Friday to check out the fish fry they have going on every Friday. Again, Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK. Support the Black Nation. Advertising too much for your budget in this fast-paced economy? Give Shadow Productions a call, 404-512-3355. They specialize with brochures, flyers, and other advertising materials to help you flood your social media. That's Shadow Productions, 404-512-3355. Give them a call. Support the Black Nation, people.
What's up, fam? Keep that support out there for the home team. Otherwise, we ain't got no home to go to. And I think that's what the fuck everybody want anyway, is to go home. I don't know not one person that got some sort of culture of a tribal in them that wouldn't want to go home to Africa. Thanks. I rest my case.
whenever you get a chance, people, try to find some association dealing with religion and wars. I guarantee you, as soon as one popped off, the other one followed. However you want to do it, yin or yang. But, you know, it's the bullshit. Somebody done found a formula here to keep shit popping. And the main thing they sit here and attack is the main thing they sit here and want to keep popping. Again, sister, y'all the key. Y'all are a serious key to this shit. Why y'all sit here and do this? I don't know. Well, I ain't gonna say why y'all do it, and I do know. But let me just say it this way, Queens. Start to study some shit called nanomads. Biogenes. Your body reeks of that shit. Yes, reeks of it. Body designed to do his own thing. Beautiful thing. That's why I like learning from the black woman. Even when she don't think I'm learning from her, I'm learning from her. Gotta represent. Now, other coaches out there think that somebody don't love him or he's one-dimensional and, you know, but think how y'all were taught to, you know, dislike us. Somebody showed you a black man walking across the street, you want to lock your door and all that shit. Like, we want to go for a joyride in your car with you, thinking like that. Explain that to me. Hard to. But this is the reason why we have to find the puppet master. Because the puppet masters pretty much create this Halloween shit. And then want to hide behind. Just how we want to sit here and exercise our situation. As long as somebody hide behind something, they can see what you're coming with. Battle tactic. Battle tactic. Start to study insects, people, and how they defend themselves. You'll see where I'm coming from. I shit you no lie. I said, it's always a beautiful thing. Y'all out there, get that money, baby. Get that money. Act stupid with it. Throw it away. You don't know what to do with it. And we already know that the 1500s, linked to this kind of attitude and plantation shit, separating people. Okay. That's why that shit is a king man hustle. Straight king man hustle. Kingpin shit. But again, people, find out what your religion is. Find if someone had beef with it when it first came out. And you will find it. I'm a graduate up out of that Bible shit, but since y'all rookies and cadets and colonels and all that other shit underneath the general side, you're going to keep yourself limited because you're thinking of something else going to cure it for you. Great. But again, get that money. Start to create. Let me throw a nice little anthem. I'm going to throw this anthem just for those out there who like to create. This for y'all.
paid. Make that money happen, baby. Make that money happen. Y'all start growing your own shit. It'll be enough love for everybody. Enough love. Keep that shit unified. That's Get That Money Anthem right there, baby. Get that money. Know what to do with it, though. Don't just sit here be getting shit and throwing it away and acting dumb. So again, here we are dealing with the information that we're dealing with. Division, division, division. Just about every war we went across, you can even bring up, if you want to go Hollywood with it, Kingdom of Heaven with Orlando Bloom. Shit, same thing with Gandhi. Same thing with just about every country that had ran across religion, where it was Christianity versus Muslim. These people believing in some shit so cold-heartedly and then getting killed, though. Like a damn fucking a spore or a bacteria that's breaking down something in your body. Shit just breaking it down in pieces. Small pieces, too, turn to big pieces. But that's what this shit sound like. Spores. Reverse engineer. That's why I say we got to get that money. Use it in the right way. Get some knowledge behind that shit. Help your peoples out, man. We could be that. We could truly be that. I know sometimes when learning something in school, you can't quite grasp it. It's like what Queen Ray said to me, you know, when she was speaking to me. You know, we always supposed to be there for those who always fail. Bring it the right way. I just wanted to go in with this improvement movement tonight because we have to realize you can't bring the religions out to the circumvention. That shit is meant to diffuse, stop people from linking up. They get selective, and they clinging on to some shit. Always be there for the kids, man. Always teach them. They can teach you. Me, I like learning from people younger than me and older. But again, this the shit is linked to reverse engineering something. I mean, you bring it to life, bring it progression, all that good shit. I don't know what the hell they're thinking about with the other thing. Saboteurs, plot them, people want to set you up, reverse engineer. But again, I was only planning on doing this show for an hour tonight, because I want to throw this information out there to people who are willing to listen to it. All I can say is to those out there who's looking for somebody to treat them with respect, but you choose to hang around people who allow you to be disrespected. You gotta fix this problem. You gotta fix this problem. It's not okay for anybody of any ethnic group to sit here and holler at the N-word, no reason. Nonetheless, I'm gonna go ahead and play the outro to this thing, and I'm gonna be signing off on this one for the night. Tomorrow I'm gonna be on, most definitely, finishing out this Pacific episode. And with that being said, I'll see y'all on the flip side. One love, and make sure y'all keep y'all ass safe away from this the weather conditions out there, especially, you know, what's going on in California. But again, we tapping in, we linking in, and we watching some black ops shit too. But with that being said, this your big brother, your little brother, Dolomite, a.k.a. Dothan, popping on the scenes. I'm out.